right. Good morning, guys. Pretty good walkthrough for us. I mean, guys are pretty excited about this opportunity going up to Indianapolis. We should have just about everybody practicing today. I can't think of anybody that's available that wouldn't be participating in practice, which is a good thing. It's a season opener for the Colts. We had a chance to watch them on tape. They're doing some good things. I know last week was a tough loss for them, but from what we've seen on tape, we have a lot of respect for the direction they're headed and the talent they have on their football team. So anytime you go on the road and try to win in the NFL, it's tough. I mean, extremely tough. So we'll have our hands full in a lot of ways.
Do you anticipate Sendejo, Wright, and Mitchell all being available on Sunday, or do you have to take the week here and see how they do?
Yeah, I got to see how they do today in today's practice, and then we'll make a judgment as the week goes on. But the fact that they can participate today is a good thing.
Les, you had good balance on offense for the most part. Obviously, Carlson, you probably have to get a little more involved. How much do you attribute that to the knee and getting back, or how much of it is just the flow of the game?
It contributes to the fact that, we wanted to see where he was health-wise and make sure he could finish the game. That mattered. But we do want to get him more action this week and try to get him involved a little bit more. So that'll be a part of our goal. But we got that one game behind us, which is good. Good for him and good for all of our confidence.
What did you think of Devin filling that role for Jerome there?
I thought those catches he made at the end were clutch catches. That was big for our team, Brian. And, we needed that from him. It was great that he showed some of those same attributes when we played the Texans in that last preseason game. And for him to come up the way he did with those catches, that was big for our team. So really encouraged by his play. And we're going to need that, obviously, with the attention that Percy draws. So it was good. And Michael came up with some nice catches as well.
What was your overall assessment of the defensive line rotation and how that worked out first game?
I thought it was good for us, and it's something we've got to continue to grow and develop and make sure the guys that we do put in for our starters are really living up to the things that we expect. But it was a good start for us to begin to get that rotation going in a fashion we think will help us over the long haul.
Even though the D-line didn't get any sacks on Sunday, were you okay with the pressure that was attained?
Oh, yeah. The more I looked at the tape and saw the hits that we put on the quarterback, that was very, very encouraging because over time, generally, that makes a big difference. You like to get sacks, but you definitely want to get some hits on the quarterback, and we got a number of good hits on the quarterback.
In theory, you're not going to have a ton of 17 play drives against your defense. Hopefully you won't. But is that a time where you'd like Jared and Kevin to take a play or two off? Because by the end of that thing, they both looked pretty gassed.
Maybe. There are times, you don't anticipate 17 play drives. If you see it becoming that, maybe you do things a little bit different. But as you mentioned, you don't anticipate that. And there's a lot in that case. There was a lot of football to be played. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, it won't get too many more of those.
Were you asking a little bit different role for Kevin? Just didn't seem like he was getting upfield as much as in the past.
No, we didn't really change what we were asking of him. He had some good hurries on the quarterback. A couple of real good ones. We didn't really ask anything different than what we always do.
What do you see from Andrew Luck after studying the tape? And obviously, you faced a young quarterback, now it's a younger quarterback.
I think he has a bright future. I mean, just seeing him, Mike, just control their offense the way he did. I mean, he went against a pretty good defensive line in Chicago. But I think overall, he handled himself pretty good. He showed the poise and composure that we had seen in the preseason and going back to his collegiate days as well, his accuracy. The way he can manage the game. I mean, there were some qualities that you look at and say, this guy has a chance to be a really good quarterback in this league.
In his offensive line.
After the game, he felt like he could get more carries. Is he continuing to lobby for more carries for Sunday?
He hasn't talked about that part of it. I think he's just happy that he was able to play as well as he played and came out of it with no harm done and excited about being able to play and get back to reaching some of his goals. But he hasn't really talked about more carries. Of course, I'm sure that conversation will come up as the week goes on, but not yet.
Based on game film from – oh, sorry.
I think you can handle it. I don't know. I mean, every game is different. We'll have to see how Indianapolis decides to defend us, and that'll probably determine, what type of carries he gets and how many carries he gets.
But just based on game film from this one game, how close is Adrian to 2011 Adrian?
I think he's pretty close, but, we got so much – football to be played, and he needs to get a little more work on his belt to really gauge that. But man, where he is right now coming off of surgery, I don't think there's any team that would turn down having him as their running back, their feature back. He may not be quite where he was prior to the injury, but he's pretty close.
We still want to use 16 winners in the kickoff weekend, outrush their opponents. Having Adrian back, that obviously helps. Talk about what the running game does to help you win.
Well, it's big for our team. I mean, you know, in a league where passing the football has become first for so many teams, we've taken a little bit different approach in featuring a guy who we think is the best running back in pro football, in Adrian Peterson. And because of that, it takes a lot of pressure off our young quarterback as well as our passing game. And we want to feature, you know, our running back along with Toby, both Adrian and Toby, because we think it helps our defense. We think it obviously helps our passing game and helps our quarterback as well. And having a guy like the guy that we do have makes us very unique from an offensive standpoint. But it helps us to achieve our goals as a football team, having a good running game and establishing a run for us to run our offense and really win the way we want to win.
In many ways you control it and you shorten the game?
For us, that's exactly the approach we take. But we also believe that we can get explosive plays through the running game because of who we have at the halfback position. And so it's different in that regard. It's not just, you know, ground and pound. We have a guy who can break the 20-yard run, the 60-yard run, and most people have to get that through throwing the football down the field. And we want to be able to do the same. That's one of the reasons we, you know, made the offseason acquisition of Jerome and trying to feature Percy the way we do. But being able to have a balanced attack and still feature, you know, our run game is who we are.
I think Jerome played 32 snaps in that game, and it seemed like he held up really well. Is that something where, in Bill's offense, you want to see the fullback become a bigger part of it than it was last season?
I think it sometimes depends on how teams are playing us. But Jerome had a heck of a game, and he played extremely well, and that was a lot of snaps for him. We haven't – I know that wasn't one time a season ago we had that many snaps with our fullback on the field, and a lot of it had to do with the way he played and what was happening when he was on the field. So – it was really encouraging for all of us to see him dominate the way he did. And, you know, there may be more opportunities for him as we go forward.
How far are you seeing the Colts going toward a base 3-4? And when they're playing sort of a hybrid, how much does that challenge some of the things you're doing blocking schematically up front?
It makes a difference because as you are trying to put together your game plan, you have to have an idea how you're going to defend, well, at least block some of the things they do out of the 3-4. But there are times they're not necessarily a 4-3. There are some things they're doing with moving people that create some problems, which we have to try to simulate in practice because it's not going to always be a standard 3-4 that you see in a game plan book. So we'll have to figure out a way to give our players a look at some of the things they do schematically.
With all the changes that they have made, how much can you lean on Allen Williams?
Well, you're right, Brian. There are a lot of personnel changes. The scheme is completely different. There are a few guys from a personnel standpoint that we can ask him about, but schematically, not even close. So we don't really talk about the current scheme versus what he was familiar with there.
With the replacement officials, is it possible that experienced coaches can intimidate them?
Well, I know for us, the most important thing for myself and our staff is to get our guys ready to play every single week and not even get caught up in, you know, what's going on with the officials, but just get our guys ready to play every single week. And that's what we're going to do this week. That's what we tried to do last week, and we're going to do this throughout the season, just try to get our guys ready to play and play at a high level.
In these offensive line.
What did you say, Dan?
Within these offensive line, as disjointed as it is right now, are there ways that you can attack that, just knowing that they don't have the continuity there?
There are some things with their offensive line. You don't want to misjudge what happened in the preseason or even in the first regular season game. Most teams in our league, and I hope we're one of them, will improve that second week. And we anticipate their offense and their offensive line being much improved this second week after they go back and look at some tape and really begin to gel a little bit. So we don't want to be misled by anything that happened in that first game or what happened in the preseason. Their offensive line will continue to improve as the season goes on.
I know you talked on Monday about how much that penalty on Jenkins hurt you in the four-minute situation, but looking at it on tape, do you know what it was exactly that he was flagged for?
Tom. Hey, the officials called it. we can't allow it to happen, and we have to find a way to overcome those penalties when they do happen. And that's what I talk to our team about. We ain't making no excuses about anything. We can't allow that to happen in that situation. So,
Jim,
25%. Yeah, right. Have a fine system. Yeah.
That he sat was legal, right? It was something they must have seen after. Like, the initial block was on a guy's shoulder. It wasn't low.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, we moved on. We hope we're in another four-minute situation where we have a chance to close the game out and we can do a little bit better than we did in that ball game.
It seemed like you played.
How much of Michael and Devin's performance Sunday, how much is that in line with your goals for them? Because I'm sure you're not expecting them to put up 300-400 yards combined a game, but they need to do just enough, you know, to sustain while Drum's out.
You know, it changes from series to series sometimes and game to game what those guys' roles will be and how people are playing us coverage-wise. And based on that, when their numbers call, we need them to make plays for. Some weeks it may call for more and some weeks less based on, you know, how the defense is playing us. But they're both very capable, both Michael and Devin. They've proven that, and Sunday was a great example of it. So we have confidence in them. We know they can make plays when their numbers are called, and we're going to need that. To what extent, it varies from week to week, you know.
Like, you played as much cover two as you have in the past. Is that more confidence and safeties, a change in philosophy with Allen, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, in reality, even when people have described us as a two team, when we have had personnel that will allow us to be a little bit more than two, when we were playing our best defense, we were not a heavy cover two team. And our personnel is getting back to where we needed to be. The last couple of years, we've struggled on the back end from a personnel standpoint. But we're getting to where we need to be so we can mix it up a little bit more and not be as predictable as we have become. So it's more about our personnel than anything. And, yeah, Allen has some qualities from a defensive coordinator's standpoint that really will help our secondary, especially with his background, coaching secondary. But it's more about our personnel, Tim. We're able to do a few more things with some of the personnel we have now.
What was the coverage on Jacksonville's last touchdown, and what are your hopes there on what you can do?
We were in a 3-deep coverage, and what you want to be able to do is, in 3-deep, you don't ever want to let anyone get behind you. That's what you're always preaching in 3-deep. And we probably could have done some things to help Chris in that situation that we could have done a little bit different or a little bit better. But the goal in 3-deep is not to ever let anyone get behind you. That's the premise of the coverage. You'd like to figure out a way to help him not be in a position where a guy can make that play. So there's some things that we're going to continue to talk about that'll help him and help us to not allow him to be in that position again.
Overall, what did the film sort of show you about how their safeties played in there?
I thought they really played well. I thought Harrison, for his first start, to move around the way he did and be in position the number of times that he was, played with a lot of poise. You know, he had a couple errors there that he'll get better at as time goes on, but I thought overall he really played well. That play he made I think it was the overtime on that deflected pass, that was a big-time play. Really liked some of the things that Mistral did as well. The breakup that he had over the middle of the field on the long pass, he was actually going for the interception as opposed to just trying to, you know, get a knockout hit. And you like to see that. You like to see your safeties making plays on deep balls and trying to pick the ball off. So they both did a lot of good things that I think will help us as time goes on.
Israel also broke up that pass at the sticks late in the game there. Yes. Do you have to stay on him about just being aggressive? Because it seems like when he's confident in what he's doing, he does some positive things.
Yeah, you know, with the two safeties we have playing, you have a lot of youth. With very few, in Harrison's case, one start as an NFL player. So there are going to be some moments where they may not be as aggressive as you would like for them to be because so many things they're doing are for the very first time. So, you know, you have to understand that and let them continue to grow and mature at their positions. But they both have shown that they're going to be very, very good players for us at safety.
Got an ankle injury. How big would it be if he's not? How much would that affect their defense if he's not there?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Dwight. Now, just going back to my days in Indy as well, and I can remember teams completely changing how they approached us because of Dwight. So we wouldn't be any different. He's a major factor. He's in his, I think his 11th season in the league, but he's still a guy you got to pay attention to, and you better know where he is at all times. So it would definitely make a difference if he's not on the field. So, all right, thanks.